Wednesday afternoon in Cottonwood Falls Park in Nelson, a small crowd gathered to grieve for the thousands of lives lost in BC's toxic drug crisis. This summer, a shocking count showed that close to 1,100 people in the province died during the first 6 months of 2022. Officials say it's a record in the first half of a year. The crisis is heavily driven by a tainted drug supply. Earlier this week, Interior Health warned that a bad batch of drugs might be in circulation in the Kootenays, but for some, the warning came too late. Advocates say 7 people have died in the Nelson and Castlegar area in the last 6 weeks.
It's gone on for too long, and we need to find solutions that are going to turn this crisis around.
That is Cheryl Dowden talking. She's the executive director of local outreach group Anchors. They manage 2 overdose prevention sites in Nelson, but Dowden says they're having a tough time keeping the lights on and have to scramble each year. And their site can't accommodate those who consume drugs like meth or crack through inhaling. They have tried finding a place for a permanent site in Trail, but finding a landlord willing to house them has been hard, so they have to just do a pop-up 2 days per week.
It's not one simple solution, it's a really complex issue. So we need, services like naloxone and overdose prevention sites and, inhalation sites and safer supply. We need, treatment, and we need treatment access in our communities. We run a support recovery program where people can stay up to 6 months. A detox. We need more. We need residential treatment in our area.
Meanwhile, people are dying in the streets, leaving empty seats at the table. In Cottonwood Falls Park, a purple chair was standing empty next to the speakers during the whole ceremony. It was Tiffany Teal who put it there. She's a coordinator with the Rural Empowered Drug Users Network, REDUN for short. Teal came to the group's meetings when she was dealing with her own addiction. Now she wants to help others. But there are a lot of things making that a really hard job for her.
Failed policies. Failed policies, toxic drugs.
No, it's not unbalanced.
Loss of life, loss of loved ones,
empty chairs, like the purple chair up there.
The BC government decided earlier this year to scrap criminal penalties for small user amounts of drugs. That law will take effect next year. A step in the right direction, said one of Anchor's community coordinators, Alex Shurstobidov. But there's a major problem with policymakers, he says. They aren't listening directly to the people who are currently swept up in the crisis or those who know it well. He is trying to change that.
We're just trying to have the voice heard of the people on the streets, right? We want to be at the tables when they're talking about services that are going to be made for us or to help us or whatever. So we need to have our voices at those tables. If we don't have those voices, and for years and years and years, we have, people with master's degrees and doctor's degrees and so on telling us this is what you need to do. We know best what to do, and we want to engage with people and bring that out and let people know that these are the gaps, this is what's wrong, this is what's right.
Those hoping to speak to Nelson's local policymakers about their reality had to leave the event disappointed. For the entire afternoon, there was no sight of Mayor John Dooley or local councillors, and no one from the regional district at the vigil. The only politician in sight was MLA Brittany Anderson, who said Wednesday was about mourning those lost to the crisis and to keep up the work to stop the deaths. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.